Thank you for this day. We thank you for your gifts to your people. And now, Lord, bless the spoken word. May it find a very special place in our hearts this day. And when it comes to us, we're going to be careful to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Title of our message for this afternoon, Impossible to Please. Impossible to Please. How far would you go to please God? Last week we talked about Abraham and his willing to kill his son in obedience to God. Well, history shows us that people will go to great lengths to please God. Michael Harner, in his article, The Enigma of the Aztecs, records that in the 15th century, as high as 250,000 people were killed each year to please their gods. In one stretch, a four-day period, the Aztecs were known to take prisoners. They killed 80,000 people in 4 days to please their gods. One in five were children. In India, there's a cult claims to have killed 2,000 people sacrificing to their gods and goddesses. And there's no accounting for the many who have gone down in tombs alive to please kings and queens who wanted to be served in the afterlife. All to please their gods. And even the Bible, as we talked about Abraham, willing to slay his son, and as we shared that with you last week. And there's a very interesting story for you to read in your own spare time as you read the Bible in Judges 11. The story of Jephthah. A very interesting Bible story. Pleasing God. Let me say that in the sermon, Impossible to Please, there's nothing wrong with wanting to please. If you ever come to my house, I want to let you know I want you to feel welcome. I want you to be pleased with having been to my place. Even those that come to my door sometimes sharing their religious ideas, I always try to be kind and courteous to them. Now, I don't let them get in too far. I will stop them in the foyer area because I know what their intentions are. But I still try to be kind and courteous to them. There's nothing wrong with wanting to please. I'm that way. Those who have been to my house know that that's how I feel. I really believe that and feel that way. But, you know, it's not always easy to please people. Some of us are very difficult to please. When I was still on active duty as a chaplain, and I was stationed at Miramar was going through a transition. It was going from Naval Air Station Miramar to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, and I was between the two. And I was the main speaker on Sundays at the chapel. And as the transition was being made, Lieutenant Colonel brought his family one Sunday at the chapel to check things out. You know, and I really felt, I was preaching that Sunday, that the Lord had a message for the people and his word, and he should have been praised. But the colonel came past the door. Instead of saying, "Pastor, I thank you for that message, the Lord really used you." You know what he said? "I saw a spider web on your ceiling." See, that's the kind of stuff that makes you want to retire. And if you've been to Miramar, the chapel, you'll know how ridiculous that sounds. I mean, it's a huge chapel. I mean, the ceiling is way up there. A whole 600 people. There could have been a spider web up there. It's a pretty good chance. In fact, I would have done him service. He could have found one down closer to the floor. You know, some people are like that. They're very hard to please. He didn't come back again. I didn't expect him to come back because it really was not about the spider web. It was about me. You see, when I preach, I take over. I'm in charge. When I'm up here at this time, I'm in charge. And I've always been that way. And it's very disconcerting to some people that I carry myself that way. It wasn't about the spider web. Some people are hard to please. Let me leave that alone, move on. Recently, my wife and I went to a fancy restaurant. And all you need to do is look on the menu at the prices and you know it was fancy. It was that kind of place. We don't go there often, but we were staying at the hotel where it was fancy and the restaurant was fancy. My wife ordered a salad. And the salad didn't look like the price. And my wife knows exactly what I'm talking about. It didn't. I was really surprised. When they brought the salad out, it didn't look right. And we discussed it at the table. And we talked about sending it back. But we've heard rumors of what they do to stuff when you send it back. So we didn't send it back. And we're not hard to please when it comes to that, but they didn't hold up to their prices. You know what I've also found about pleasing is that, you know, as I've continue to do the calculation as I move toward retirement, it doesn't seem like I have enough money. Oh, Lord. I don't know what I'm talking about. I thought I had more money. And every time I keep figuring it up, and it doesn't seem like I have enough. It's hard to please when it comes to funds. You know what I'm talking about. That's the world we live in. It's getting worse. Have you discovered that there are some people that are not interested in pleasing? They don't want to please anybody or anything. They don't even care to please God. I read someplace where it says the great law of man should be that we serve God's purposes first. We should want to please God. And I'd like you to, now you're going to have to help me. If you have to, you have to be careful not to clock watch. We're just going to do it until it's finished. Is that all right? Every now and then we have these Sabbaths like this. So I'll need your help with the Bible. So I'll ask you to help me turn to some scriptures and stand up and read it. And Isai, can I use this mic? I just need to, Alex, would you pass this around? I've learned to do this because our sermons go over the web. And they're recording, so if you don't speak in the mic, then there's blank spaces. So that's, I've learned to do that here. First of all, let me tell you what the Bible says. First of all, I'm talking about impossible to please, but that's not true. Do you know that God was pleased with Jesus? That's right. Now, I'm going to show you the text for that. That's found in John 8:29. I need someone to turn John 8:29, find it and read it, and Alex is going to take you to Mike, and we're going to have you read that. John 8:29. God is pleased with Jesus. Whoever has that, just raise your hand Alex will run right over to you and get you the mic. All right, someone? Anyone? Okay. Brian? I'm sorry. Richard?
And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him.
Oh, did you see that? Jesus always does the things that please the Father. And I'll show you that continues on. That's in Matthew 3 and verse 17 also. Need you to turn to Matthew 3 and verse 17 and find that for me. And need you to read that and raise your hand, and Alex will get you the mic. Matthew 3:17, and while you're looking up that one, I want you to find Matthew 17:5. That goes along with it. Okay, thank you. If you're reading that.
And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Oh, amen. See, the Father was pleased with Jesus. Now in Matthew 17:5, another passage, same type passage. Matthew 17:5. All right, not all at once. Okay.
Matthew 17:5 says, "While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, right. And behold, a voice of the cloud which said, 'This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.'"
There it is again.
Hear him.
That's fine. Thank you, Stella. Thank you. God is pleased with Jesus. Everybody got that?
Amen.
Do you know another thing that God is pleased with? God is pleased with how we treat our family. That's right. God is pleased with how we treat our family. It does matter, and you'll find that in Colossians 3 and verses 18 through 21. Colossians 3, someone find that for me, verses 18 through 21. And you'll find right in the middle of that passage where it talks about children, obey your parents in the Lord. The Lord is pleased with that. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for that wonderful song, too, Paul. Thank you.
"Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged."
Thank you. In the middle of that, it was pleasing to the Lord when children obey. The principle applies up and down, the verse before and the verse after. The Lord is pleased when we treat our families right.
Amen.
He's pleased with Jesus. He's pleased when we treat our families right. And also, the Lord is pleased when we do the things he asks us to do. That's Luke 6:46. That'll be a little harder to pick it out of that verse, but you'll have to think the opposite. Luke 6:46. And whoever has that.
"And okay, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?"
All right. Why call you Lord when you don't do the things I've asked you to do? All right. So if you do the things he asks you to do, the Lord is pleased with them. That you got to think the opposite. All right? The Lord is pleased with that when you do the things that he wants you to do. All right? That's Luke 6. And not only that, God is pleased with Jesus. He's pleased with us in how we treat our families. He's pleased when we do the things that he wants us to do. And he's pleased when we do his will and finish his work. And you'll find that in John 4:34. John 4:34. This is doing his will and finishing his work. John 4:34. Now for our guest, I know this is a little slow for me, but every now and then I like you to use your Bible. Is that all right? John 4:34. Anyone? Okay, right here. Okay.
"My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
Okay, you see that? His will is to do what the Father wants him to do and to finish his work. So God is pleased with Jesus. He's pleased with how we treat our families. He's pleased with doing what he asks us to do. He's pleased with doing his will and finishing his work. But this is what I want to talk about for the next 10 minutes. Do you know God most of all is pleased when we have faith? That's right. And that's the scripture that was read. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. I need someone to read that again. I know you know it by heart. You probably can quote it without even looking at it. But just in case, if I can have someone read that. And Hebrews 11 and verse 1. And I'm moving right along. Hebrews 11 and verse 1.
Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't that a great text? That's one of the great texts of the Scripture. One of the great texts of the Scripture. The New International Version says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. If anybody asks you sometimes to prove faith, prove God, you can't always prove it, because we don't know everything there is to know about God. Am I right? Don't worry about proving it. Do it. All right? Believe it. Accept it. Do you know that people do this every day? Do you know people hire people on the strength of their resumes? Haven't even seen them do it yet. Am I right? In fact, they sign, have them, give them a big contract. They do that in sports. Am I right? A rookie. Give him millions of dollars and gets out there and flubs. Am I right? Happens all the time. So you can't always prove everything right away. So we do. We operate in that realm all the time. Let me read some quotes from Ellen G. White about faith. A couple of them are, I like them all, but a couple of them just really, they hit me. But I want to share those with you. One is from Sons and Daughters, page 202. It says, faith, listen to this one, is living power that plants its banner in the enemy's camp. Don't you like that? Now, that's tough. I've never heard faith being that. Let me read it again. That's so profound. Faith is living power that plants its banner in the enemy's camp. Damn, that's faith. Come on. Am I right? That's tough. Now, let me read another one. It says, faith is the spiritual hand that touches infinity. That's 6th volume, Testimony 467. Faith is the very lifeblood of the soul, 6th Testimonies 472. Faith is trusting God, believing that he knows what's best for our good. And that's in Education, page 253. Now, this one is my favorite. Faith is the act of the soul by which the whole man is given over to the guardianship and control of Jesus Christ. Just turn yourself on over to Jesus. That's in Mind, Character, and Personality, volume 2. Let's see what page that was. Page 2531. Okay? That's some of her ideas about faith. So, Jesus pleased God in the life. In the life that he lived. God confirmed that. God is pleased when we take care of our family. We do the things he asks us to do. We do his will and finish his work. And he's pleased when we have faith. When we really do you know the devil believes? So I could use the word belief. You know devils believe? But I'm talking about turning yourself over to him. And it's an example that the Bible gives us in the same chapter of Hebrews 11. It talks about Enoch as a person of faith. And Enoch walked with God. He believed And he walked with God so much so that he was just taken. Didn't even see death. Did you see that? That's how much faith he had in God. Sometimes what happens to us, we think of faith as a New Testament idea. Did you know that we are all saved by faith? In fact, when you look at Hebrews 11, who does it enumerate? New Testament writers or Old Testament prophets? Old Testament. We forget that as Christians. We are all, everybody, old and new, saved by faith. That's why faith is so important. Let me hurry on. If you see I'm using notes, I might as well just hold them out there. But you know what disturbs me about this when I was working on this sermon? Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, it's impossible to please God unless we have faith. Let me tell you what disturbed me about that. You know, I like grillers. I like fried chick. Worthington fried chick. I try to be faithful to the Lord and tithe and offering. I'm here every Sabbath unless I'm out of town. I try to be a good father and a good husband. That ought to go for something. But that's not what the Bible says. It says it's impossible to please God without faith. So it's possible to eat fried chick and grillers and come to church on Sabbath and give 10% plus an offering and not have faith. That's possible. I imagine it'd be hard over a long period of time, but it's possible. You cannot please God unless you have faith. I mean, that's heavy. Let me close and share something with you, because this will be a continuation. Any of you heard of Joyce Meyer? She has a ministry. I like when I have an opportunity, if I'm flipping the channels and she's on, I watch Joyce Meyer. I like Joyce Meyer. We probably wouldn't agree on everything, all right? But that's a lot of ministries, but I like her. She talks about pleasing. In fact, I think she has a book. I don't have the book, but I know she talks about it. She talks about growing up with a father who she could never please. You could do something one day and it'd be okay, and do the same thing the next day and then it wasn't okay. Some of y'all unfortunately know what I'm talking about. She could never please him. And you know, when you grow up in an environment where you can never please anybody, you know what happens to you? And she talks about what happens. She said she became an approval addict, trying to get approval from people. Even as a Christian, she's still bounded by this, trying to get approval, trying to please. I'm going to tell you, some people, you're never going to please. Just simple as that. And that, you know what happens when you try to do that? And she tells about what happens. She said when she got 18, she married the first man walking by. Oh, I hope y'all heard that. The first thing by. Anything to get approval. Guess what happened with the first man that came by that she married? He took her to a state she knew nothing about and dropped her off. Just like that. She had, it was the day of you, soda bottles were worth something. And you could get a couple of pennies off of a soda. She had to find soda bottles and sell them back to the store to get phone call to ask her family to come get her. all trying to get approval. You know something else we do when we're trying to please people and we want approval? We go the opposite. If you haven't met somebody that they're just darn right nasty, they are angry with the world. You know why they're like that? Because they dealt with some, they couldn't please somebody important. And so they go the opposite. And they get mean and ornery, trying to please. So they take the attitude, I'm not going to please anybody. I'm going to do anything I want to do. You know my problem sometimes? You know who I need to worry about pleasing first of all? Is Jesus. And you know what I do? I try with all my might to please him. I really do. But you know something? That's really never going to be good enough for of my own strength. So what he wants me to do is just believe in him. He wants me to have faith in him. And what he does, now I want you to get this, what he does when we finally give up and say, Lord, here I am. When we finally surrender, he takes his goodness, we call that righteousness. He imputes it, he puts it in us. Come on, help me. What a God we serve. And so, on that day that I eat Grillers or a McDonald's hamburger, which I didn't do, it doesn't matter. Oh, I know I messed up somebody when I said that. I just know I messed up some mind. It doesn't matter because it's his goodness that I need. I'm only getting in there because of him. Oh, that's good news, folk. That's good news. That's good news because some of you didn't do right just coming here. Oh, how we need his righteousness. That's where I'm going the next time. I'm going to talk about, and you know what I like? Last week we talked about the father of the faithful, Abraham, who ended up being the father of faithful of a whole nation. Guess what it says in the last days? There are going to be a group of people who are not only going to keep the commandments of God, but they're going to have the... Oh, help me, Jesus. See, we can't forget to talk about the faith of Jesus. We can't just fall and lean all on the side of the commandments and not talk about the faith of Jesus. You see, when people come into this church, they got to know we're here by the faith of Jesus. Amen? Amen. That's why we're here. Don't let me fool you with the clothes. I'm here by the faith of Jesus. And so are you. You got to know that. Guest, if you've not been in here before, we're here by the faith of Jesus. That's first and foremost. Oh, may God help us to embrace him. May God help us to be people of faith. Impossible to please? Not God. Because it's not just about pleasing, it's about loving. See, God loves every one of us. Amen? Amen. I want you to believe that today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. Impossible to please? No. Just trust you with all of our might. Just turn our lives over to you. Lord, we can trust you with our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much that you died for us. So we don't need to question where you are in this. Calvary's enough. We thank you, Lord, when we've tried and we've tried and we've tried so hard to do the right thing, to be like you, and we fail over and over again. When the enemy comes in and tells us we're no good. And so we spend all of our energies on the negatives, not recognizing your grace. Lord, help us today to know that you're with us. And your divine favor smiles on us because of Jesus. And Lord, in all of this, we're going to be careful in all things to give you praise. And as I close, I know, Donald, you didn't ask me to do this, and sometimes you have these Sabbaths like this. Every now and then you have something that's special and you know the Lord is dealing with. That's why I'm not worrying about the time. You can let me know at the door. I was comforted by what you were saying up front, Donald, because I've talked with you in the back, and I know your heart, and I know what you're doing, and you wouldn't tell this, and you didn't ask this to share this with the church, but I'm proud of you. I know the Lord is pleased with how you dealt with your family, and it was very real to me. And when he shared with me that his both of his sons are first in their class in Fallbrook High. He didn't ask that for bragging rights, but it was just an indication of God's divine favor and his being pleased with how you and Yvonne are handling your family. And I want to thank you for that, and I wanted to share that with the congregation, and to share that what the Lord is doing. And the Lord wants to do no less for any of us in here today. He loves you. I want you to know that. He's pleased with you because you have given your heart fully to Jesus. He's always going to be pleased with that. In fact, when you give your heart to Jesus, he starts a party in heaven. I got to stop. I have to go on and another. Forgive me, folks. I'm sorry. I've gotten caught up. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.